In the previous Mishnah, we learned the parts that could become Tame with the oxen and the wagon. Now we see at Tahoidin Shebagala, the parts of the wagon that are Tahar. This is a yoke made out of wood, and it's just covered with metal. What about the yoke in the previous Mishnah that was made out of metal? So this oil that is Tahar, again, the oil is the main beam that runs on top of the heads of the oxen. So this oil, which is made out of wood and covered with metal, is tahar, but lamaisa it's metal, and the answer is the metal is serving the wood. Vaitra says in Mishnah, uknafayim hu asuyas lenoi. Again, the end of the crossbar, there's this like U-shaped kind of piece of metal. Sometimes it's made to attach the strap to it, and sometimes it's made for niceness. Looks a little bit like a wing, that's why it's called knafayim. Well, if it's made for niceness, then again it would be tahar because it's metal that serves the wood. By the way, the word knafayim, the Batinura told us in the previous Mishnah, is the same as the Lashon of al kanfei bigdehem. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, the list of things that are tahar, ushvayfarais hamashmiyais esakayl. These are like tubes, shvayfarais shalkana, like straws. They're made out of metal, they look like hollow reeds. They make noise, but it's not like the bell in the previous Mishnah. That bell was made so it should ring loud and the owner should know where the ox is. This was done like an ornament. So it made noise as the animal walked. It was like a chime. Vayter says the Mishnah, V'avar shebitzad tzavrei behema. Here's a piece of lead, like a lead ball. It hangs down from the yoke. It's at the side of each of the animal's neck. What does it serve as? Looks nice. But that doesn't make a tummy. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hasoivev shel galgal. So literally the word soivev means to go round and around. Here it means the rim of a wheel. Galgal is a wheel. This is a piece of iron that goes around the wheel, around the wooden wheel, to protect it from breaking up if it hits a rock or a stone, sharp thing in the ground. Hatasim. Tas usually means a plate. Here it means a round sheet of metal. They would hang it from the yoke, also from the wagon, and its purpose, decoration. And the word pachayazov, the Targum says, tasei didahava. Vatzipuyim, the cover. Certain metal covers on the wagon, also for niceness. Ushaar kolamis marais, and all other nails on the wagon that are there not to connect anything. Pashit, nice decorative things. In all these cases, the din is tahirin, they're tahar. Sandalei behema. These are the shoes of the animals, like their horseshoes. I guess there are ox shoes. Shamatachas, if they're made out of metal, tamein, they could become tamei. Why? Zak the Batanura, because they were used by soldiers during war, they would fill them with water and drink from them. If you have nothing else to drink from during a time of war, you'll drink from anything. But that's the reason that they are tame, shel sham, the shoes that are made out of reeds. Terinatar, because soldiers don't use such shoes for holding water. Why not? It doesn't hold the water. You put water in, it'll come right out. And finally, the Mishnah asks, Hasayef a sword mi'emesai makabaltum. What does the Mishnah mean to ask? We're talking about a sword, explains the Batanura, that got rusty. You can't use it anymore. So at this point, it's tar. So what do you have to do so that it once again is makabaltum? So the Mishnah meshe yishufenu, smooth it out. Now it could be used again. Now it's done by a professional, explains the Batanura. The blacksmiths have a special polishing stone. They get off the rust, make it smooth again. So you have a rusty knife? Just by smoothing it out, it's not enough. Because a knife has to be sharp. So you have to mamish, sharpen it again. But it's not enough just to smooth it. So how come a sword just has to be smoothed out and a knife has to mamish be sharpened? So the Tveres Yisrael explains, a sword is used with koyach, whack. You don't mamish cut with it. But a knife, you don't use with force, right? You're cutting a piece of bread, you don't zetz it down. It has to have cutting power, so it has to be sharp. Therefore, the sakin will only once again be makabel tuma when you sharpen it. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, the tardika parts of the wagon. If you have a wooden oil again, that's the pole on top of the heads of the animal, even though it's plated with metal, doesn't make a difference. Here the metal is serving the wood. The knafayim, those wing-like little things attached to the crossbar that runs underneath the necks of the animal. If they're made for decoration, certain types of ornaments that could chime as the animal walks, but it's not made to hear where the animal is. It's made for decorations. We spoke about lead balls that hang down from the yoke. They hang down on the sides of the animal's neck. It's also for niceness. Metal platings, nails that are there for decorations, they're all tar. Just like there are horseshoes, we now learned that there are axe shoes. If they're made out of metal, they're actually tummy because soldiers during war use them to keep their water inside to drink from. But if they're made out of reeds, they're useless for that purpose, and therefore they are tar. Finally, the Mishnah concluded, if you have a sword that became rusty just by polishing and shining it, once again, it's makabel tuma. On the other hand, a knife, which you don't use with force, then has to be made sharp again. Until you do that, it loses its status of a keli that could be makabel tuma.